As we lead up to Memorial Day, we'll now hear the story of a Civil War soldier who served in a unit with many other soldiers from White, Saline, Pope, and Hamilton counties in southern Illinois. And what's unique about this soldier, he is a survivor of a big incident in which many of his fellow fighters were killed, not by Confederate bullets, but by the freezing waters of the Atlantic Ocean. We pick up the story now with Carrier Mills history teacher Mark Motzinger.
Go ahead and tell us, where exactly are we standing, since this is radio? Paint a picture for us, Mark.
Well, we're standing on the side of the road in Saline County, just kind of outside of the town of Carrier Mills on what is known as North Battleford Road. And for years, I've driven up and down this road, headed to look at the stone forts or headed down to the Shawnee National Forest. And I've always driven by and noticed this little, very well taken care of, little cemetery on the side of the road that looks like it has about three graves there. And I've driven by it and driven by it. And then finally, one day, I stopped and looked at it, and I realized who was buried here. The guy that is buried here, his name was John Jasper Fitzgerald. He was a member of the 56th Illinois Infantry.
Now, again, was that in the Civil War?
Yes, this would be during the Civil War. It was the 56th was basically made up of soldiers from Saline, Williamson, Johnson, Hamilton, White County, and a few from Gallatin County. And they were almost all Southern Illinois soldiers.
Fighting for the North.
Fighting for the North. They were Union soldiers. They had been organized under General Greenberry Rahm from Harrisburg. Who later was moved to another division, but they were responsible for, they were involved in the Siege of Vicksburg, across the Alabama campaign. They were involved in Sherman's March to the Sea. And what's so unique, though, about this particular grave is the man that is buried here was a survivor of one of the biggest maritime disasters the United States military has ever had. And that would be the sinking of the General Lyons. And out of his regiment, over 200 men went down with the ship, but there were three guys that survived, and Jasper Fitzgerald is one of them.
Fascinating. And earlier, was this the one that almost had a boiler explosion or something like that?
Yes, it was a side-wheel paddle boat, and the paddles are on the side. And one of the common problems with paddle boats back in those days was they just blew up. And this one blew up about 30 miles off the coast of Cape Hatteras. And
Atlantic.
There were over 500 men on the boat. Over 500 people went down with the ship. There were a total of 30 survivors. Three of them, however, were from the 56th Illinois. The 56th Illinois lost the largest amount of people. Almost half of the people that went down were from the 56th Illinois.
Which fought for the Union. So this gravestone I'm looking at right now, Jasper Fitzgerald, it says PVC Private K-50. Okay, private in the 56th Company, Civil War, born in 1834, died in 1882. Oh, and also, an interesting but sad part about this, too, when it blew up, for him and his soldiers, the war had ended, and they were happy. They were going to be coming home, right?
That's correct. They were actually on their way to muster out. They were on their way up the coast. What they were going to do is muster out and go home.
To Southern Illinois.
They had just been on Sherman's March to the Sea. We were just a few days away from Lee surrendering. Basically, the war had been won at this point. And another sad thing about this is that it kind of got overlooked at the time because it all fell right in that time period. You know, we didn't have Twitter or anything, and news didn't get out very fast. So if anything happened within a two-week period, it kind of got overwhelmed. So we had the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, we had General Lee's surrender, and we had another large boat disaster on the Mississippi called the Sultana that went down, which had quite a few Southern Illinois soldiers on it as well. But because of that, the General Lyon didn't quite get the press and recognition. Any other time when 500 soldiers go down, it's a big deal. But there was just so much going on that a lot of people didn't realize it.
Yeah. The country was focused probably on finding John Wilkes Booth that assassinated the president.
And by the time the news got out of the Sultana and they found the survivors and that type of thing, a lot of this stuff that we just talked about had already started to happen, and that's what the country's attention was focused on.
Wow. So the ship. So what did he do then for the 56th Regiment? An infantry soldier, I would assume.
Yeah, he was in Company K, and they were infantry soldiers, and they would have participated in the Battle of Atlanta, Sherman's March to the Sea. They participated in the Vicksburg and the Alabama and Mississippi campaigns. And it's sad to say, though, during the Civil War, well, you have 650,000 people. I mean, so either side's an American dying. So right. 500 people going down in a ship, I hate to say it, for Civil War standards, was small potatoes. Right. Because the thousands and thousands of people that died in Gettysburg and Shiloh and those kind of places, 500 people, were, by the end of the war, they were still kind of numb of seeing right. these numbers.
Yeah. So again, he was one of the only survivors. Now, of course, he did survive, but he was in kind of a bad way, though, when he came back to southern Illinois. So he died on the ship, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he was he clung to some debris or some type, and a ship came by and eventually picked them up, brought him home, brought him back to the coast, where he was eventually came back to southern Illinois.
Here in Saline County.
In Saline County, and. His original enlistment papers are Pope County. Of course, we're not that far from the Pope County line. And but he lived for, I don't know, it happened in 1865 and he died in 1882. So, you know, he lived for a few years. And one kind of wonders, did he die young because of, you know, some things that happened to him in the in the shipwreck? I mean, that's a very good possibility. A lot of times you come home weak and you just never recover, so.
Oh, sure. Yeah. In fact, as we were walking up here before I got my mic going, you remarked how he was only in his 40s when he died. And that is strange.
Yeah, he was 48 years old. You know, of course, back in the day when there weren't that many doctors around and you could literally die of a tooth infection.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean.
Well, we have a local touch of Civil War history again right here in southern Illinois. This is fascinating.
And what's neat, you know, we have Civil War soldiers buried all over southern Illinois, but this one is really unique because he's one of the survivors of this. And his little cemetery is just something people just drive by all the time headed somewhere and never really understand or see it. Fortunately, somebody comes by here on Veterans Day and puts an American flag, and we have a new marker there that's legible. So this is very well taken care of, and I'm proud of whoever's doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And I see his original tombstone is right over there. It's standing up, and it has a curved top, and I can tell that's a tombstone from the 1800s, made out of limestone, maybe, you think?
Yeah, I'd say that's made out of limestone. It's very typical for the time period, and the weather a lot of times kind of does tricks on him. And I notice there's two other sandstones there next to him, and I don't know, I'll check into that sometime, but, you know, is it his wife or is it a child or, you know, or something like that? I'm not sure, but fortunately, this has a brand new marker that somebody's put there. It probably could stand one of those metal military markers with it as well.
Sure. And do we know anything about when he came back here? Again, like you said, we didn't have Twitter and Facebook. Did a lot of the local people here in Saline County get the news, and did they come out to pay their respects to this guy?
That I don't know. However, I've looked at some of the old, I guess you could call it the census, and they have him listed as a farmer. Okay. So I would say that he came back and farmed in this area. But you also got to remember that there were a lot of people coming back from the Civil War at that time. I mean, Saline County had, you know, about 97% of their what they were supposed to put into the war served. And so there were about almost 3,000 men in Saline County that fought in the Civil War.
That's
so
pretty.
There were a lot of them came back.
Yeah, and of course, at that time, what was the population of Saline County then? Just roughly ballpark figure.
Well, they were required to have a certain percentage. I would say that Saline County at that time was probably, I'd say 14,000 or something like that. Saline County had a decent population at that time, but during the Civil War, you would have known somebody that was fighting. I mean, it was right. just all there is to it. There were so many people in southern Illinois involved in the war that it was impossible not to know somebody. And you got to remember, that seems like, wow, that many people, that's a bigger percentage. Well, actually, you got to think some of them probably went in 61 and came out in 63. Some of them went in 63 and came out in 64, you know, stuff like that. So it's not quite like all at one time they were in.
Sure. And in summing this up, what this says to me too is we can probably say this man gave his life in support of keeping our country together and making our country the one nation that it is today, you think?
Yeah. You know, and contrary to popular belief, Southern Illinois had very few people loyal to the Confederacy. And most of these people came up here from the South, but they came up here as poor. They were not slave owners. As a matter of fact, they came up here to get away from that aristocracy. And he was one of the people who joined fairly quickly, because he was in pretty much the entire war, because they did not want to see the Union fall apart. And that was the number one, whether or not they believed in slavery or not, their number one goal was to make sure the Union stayed together.
That's Carrier Mills history teacher Mark Motzinger, and the story of John Jasper Fitzgerald, a Saline County Civil War soldier who died to keep our United States united. I'm Kevin Boucher.